Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass, and Smar, you can join Dukes and Bell / Mark Zeno at Buffalo's Cafe and Hiram as we get you set for Thursday night football. They'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 while enjoying all the great food and drinks at Buffalo Cafe. And you can be part of the action. It's Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram tomorrow 2 to 6. Bo, are you all packed, ready to go for Berlin?
Not at all. I haven't even started. I was working on my fridge all day yesterday, so I didn't get a chance, or all afternoon. So I'll probably start that today. I'm going to try to go by Wydrate, get an IV, get some vitamins.
Oh, flight, so smart.
I'm trying to do that today. It just takes a few minutes. I got to get a haircut today. I got to start washing clothes. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy day in Squid Nation.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Dylan.
Was your refrigerator running?
Oh, here we go.
I'm not even responding.
That's a dad joke.
Well, you better go catch
it. That's a dad joke. Somebody cut this man's microphone immediately.
All right. I'll see myself out.
I don't know what's worse, your jokes or your top five list. But yeah, so I'm going to try to do all of that today. So I know I'm not, Allie. I'm not ready.
Is it just as simple as you'll just throw an extra set of clothes in there? Like, what's the weather going to be like? I know you already know this.
It's from what I saw a day ago, it's literally going to be pretty much the exact same weather we had in New England.
Okay.
Which is
crispy.
High 30s, low 50s, crispy. Yeah, that's right. Like a lot of my chicken crispy. But it's going to be okay. So, you know, I'm going to take a couple of pair of sweatpants, jogging pants, probably a pair of jeans and a couple of hoodies. And roll.
I didn't hear you say your wallet. Make sure you pack that wallet.
You know what? You forget your wallet one time when you go to Europe, and you never hear the end of it.
One time I left my wallet during international travel.
I mean, I'm going to tell you something. The be-all of be-alls. Like, I get on the plane, and you hear the kunk and kunk. Flight attendants, prepare for takeoff. And I go, I'm going to grab my AirPods. And I have my wallet in a certain part of my my bag, my travel bag. What? What's wrong back there? Arch yells at me. I think I forgot my wallet. And so luckily the team had my passport. So the team they confiscate, but they ask for it. They have stuff and they give it to you.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to keep it. They want it back. I'm like, so you don't lose it. And I'm like, I'm gonna need it. I'm gonna need mine. They didn't ID me or they didn't card me or nothing over there. Sold me booze.
Well, it's Europe. They
Apple
start
pay
drinking
on my phone.
When they're like 6 years old. So
yeah, touche.
Yeah. It's not
bunch
a big deal.
Bunch of luscious.
All right. So clearly the Falcons are heading to Berlin this week. Bo will be in tow. They're playing the Colts on Sunday. You two were watching film this morning. Any initial takeaways on the Colts offense?
They're good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good. Their offensive line's good. They do a number of things well, and it's going to be a battle. I think my biggest takeaway, and maybe this is just – maybe I'm just scarred from watching so much Falcons tape. They just – they're so multiple. You know what I mean? Like, they have sets where they're under center with two tight ends and, like, an ace. They can go four wide, shotgun. Like, they do it all, man. They're so freaking multiple in the way they approach things, and – you just never know where the ball is going on any given play. You obviously respect the players they do have. Tyler Warren has done a really nice job in his rookie year. Daniel Jones probably needs to be a little bit better in terms of, ball security. But they have guys that are very, very capable, out there. And I know that Josh Downs is a local guy as well. They can do a lot of different things with this offense and the way they get it done. And they got a good offensive line to be able to push the pile in front of them.
They have what's going to be by the end of by this time next year, Tyler Warren will be considered a top five tight end. They're really big up front. And I feel like, you know, I feel like I say that their guards are just significantly, I feel like, larger than ours. Their interior, like, I think, is larger than ours.
For sure.
They do have playmakers over there. Like, the first drive that they had the football against Pittsburgh, they went right down the field and scored a touchdown. Mike's talking about the other looks. They were spread completely on that first drive.
Yeah.
They I don't know if they had a tight end that was near the line of scrimmage on that. Like, everybody was spread out, and it feels like they want to hit you to what Mike is saying in multiple ways. They want to show you this for a drive and then come back and you know, or they get you, it's the old Mark Richt line. They want to spread you out and then pound you up the middle. And that's exactly what they did against Pittsburgh. The first drive to the second drive.
Calm down a little bit over there.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something, though.
Tell me.
Well, that's, I told you, it was Mark Richt said it, not me. I'm just using his technical term.
So it's aggressive,
it's
Mark.
It's a football
Richt.
Term.
Calm down, man. Pause for Mark Richt.
I'm glad we don't play Pittsburgh because I was watching, because I made a point to watch their offense today, the Indianapolis, is against Pittsburgh last week because they had some success against them. They held Jonathan Taylor to 45 yards rushing, which that guy's leading the league with almost 900. They are aggressive up front, and they're active. They are just absolutely, they're just very physical, very aggressive, constantly just quick flowing to the ball.
Well, speaking of pauses, Jim Bob Cooter has done a nice job with this offense up there for the Colts. And look, when you have the weapons you do, I think you plug into Daniel Jones and you go, all right, what is Daniel Jones really going to do? But Daniel Jones has been like, he's done enough. He's rising up these MVP ballots and he's doing different things and he's got a new nickname, which is really cool. But man, the pieces around him are really good. And I could not possibly be a bigger fan of Quentin Nelson. Tanner Bottolini, who is their center, is as technically sound as you will find at the center position. Braden Smith, a lot of SEC fans will know him. He's an eighth year player out of Auburn. Used to love watching him play. He was part of that Kerryon Johnson offense they had in 2017. Really good player for them. And so they're just sound, man. They don't make mistakes other than last week when you turned the ball over as many times as you did. And you went up against a pretty good defensive unit in Pittsburgh. I know they haven't been great all year, but they have the pieces like a T.J. Watt to be able to get it done at times.
It's a solid point because Daniel Jones had 3 interceptions going into last week. He now has 6, so that means he doubled his interceptions. You know, and Quentin Nelson's a guy to me, Mike, that 3 years ago he looked like he was 2 years into his league. He was considered the best guard in football,
so
all
good,
pro.
Dude.
Just aggressive out of Notre Dame, good player. By year 5, he was looked at as on his way out. I mean, he had probably the worst year of his career. He has had, the last 2 years, he's been absolutely filthy. He's back to being that top player. We haven't even touched on Jonathan Taylor. I haven't even touched on Jonathan Taylor, have we? I don't remember.
You just said a minute ago that he has almost 900 yards.
Yeah,
rushing.
But I mean,
he's
one
of the best players in the league.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the fact that he's like an MVP. He's kind of taken that mantle from Bijan after the first 5 games. Bijan was an MVP candidate, and then now Jonathan Taylor is kind of elevated himself into that. So he's not as good as Bijan as a receiving back, but he's still pretty freaking good.
Look, the final takeaway for me right here. They're the number one offense in the NFL in terms of scoring. It's 32.2 points per game. They're the number one offense in the NFL when it comes to that category. And if you are not on your P's and Q's and are ready for an absolute bar fight in the trenches, it will get out of hand in a hurry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and it's exactly what we talked about in the preseason and the offseason when they signed Daniel Jones, and everybody was like, well, they've given up on Anthony Richardson. You know why? Because Shane Steichen, who, and this is as much his offense as I believe as it is Jim Bob Cooter's, but Shane Steichen was at a crossroads. He was 17-17 or something like that in his NFL career as a head coach. And it was all because he couldn't find the quarterback. They had talent all over the roster. They went and added more talent and guys like Tyler Warren. And now look at them. They're considered the best team by many to be the best team in the AFC.
Where does this leave? And this is a question we can get into, obviously, at the top of the hour. But where does this leave Daniel Jones long term? You know what I mean? Like, is he viewed as a guy who is a catalyst for this offensive resurgence? Or do you think that Steichen looks at it and is like, I can't afford to pay this guy top quarterback money in the long run? Is this somebody that we need to develop somebody else there and we can move him out eventually?
I think we've talked about it. Like we talked about it last year with Sam Darnold. And if Sam Darnold doesn't fall off a cliff late last year in big games, especially with pressure in his face,
yeah,
I think he's still in Minnesota.
Yeah, I agree.
To me, it's the exact same blueprint. It's the exact same blueprint that Minnesota used last year. And if Daniel Jones doesn't fall off a cliff and he stays healthy, he'll probably get one of those Geno Smith-type deals that Geno just got in Vegas, or the one he got in Seattle, and say, you know, and this is what you are. And Daniel Jones would be absolutely just dumb not to jump on it, to me.
I agree.
We are going to continue this conversation at 7 o'clock. But coming up next, the college football playoff rankings are out. And we've got my Mac drop. A Georgia Tech grad has completely changed your experience when you watch a certain pro team here in Atlanta. And you may not have realized it. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.